You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. Columbus Public Health says that with proper protocols, schools can host students in classrooms this fall. Health Commissioner Dr. Myshika Roberts released new recommendations for in-person learning this afternoon, and she joins us now. Hi, Dr. Roberts.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm okay. Your office has been pretty emphatic on staying away from shared public spaces. So what's changed your mind when it comes to education? Why do you think that classroom learning is safe now?
Well, you know, the governor said that schools should reopen, and he said that several months ago. And at that time, Franklin County was experiencing very high numbers of cases, one of the highest in the state at the time. And what I shared with the schools at that time, which was mid-July, was I wouldn't feel comfortable with kids returning to the classroom until we had seen four consecutive weeks of a downward trend in cases. And so many of the school districts were waiting on that milestone to be met. Some chose to go back to the classroom without meeting that milestone. But this week, we successfully met that milestone. And so when we met that milestone, and when I saw from the data that we were likely going to go from a level three or red county to a level two in Orange County, I was feeling very comfortable with the fact that our kids could return to school if school districts were ready and able to follow the state guidelines, and if they could do a hybrid model, make sure everyone's wearing a mask, follow the social distancing of 6 feet in the classroom as well as in outside spaces, and a few other things that I wanted the schools to do, to have seating charts for the classrooms, to have seating charts for the buses, so that we could easily do contact investigation if and when a case were to develop in a school.
You talk about those precautionary measures. Schools shut down in the first weeks of the pandemic. They haven't been open since. So we don't really know how having students in classrooms together affects infection rates. Is there a chance that opening schools back up to students could cause our numbers here in Franklin County to spike?
There's obviously a chance of that happening, but we have mitigation efforts in place today that we didn't have in March. For example, wearing masks. We weren't wearing masks in March, and we know from the data that proper mask use is very effective at reducing the spread of the virus, as well as the proper spacing. And so that's why I'm telling schools they have to keep the desk 6 feet apart, not only in the classroom, but if they're going to eat in a cafeteria, that needs to be spaced accordingly. Do as many activities outside as they can while the weather's nice. And even when the kids are on the bus, they should be 6 feet apart.
What about sports? Do you feel like those are more or less risky than classroom instruction, given that they are outside, but they often involve close contact?
Yeah, well, sports are risky, and I definitely have concerns about sports, but I understand the need for kids to be active and for them to participate in sports. And so what I've advised the schools and what I advise everyone is, you know, when you can, wear a mask. If you want to participate in sports, you have to realize the risk that that entails. And when you can keep 6 feet apart, make sure you do that. We're living in a new world today, so we're not going to be able to live the way we lived in January and February. We're going to have to make some choices and some tough choices. And we as a community, as parents, as families, have to decide what activities are most important for our children and our families to stay involved with, to have some sense of normalcy.
Dr. Myshika Roberts, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.